Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Now, 78% of businesses have no budget set aside for sustainability initiatives. That's according to a new survey. And to discuss this survey and indeed his own business, I'm delighted to welcome to the studio Kevin Maughan from Urban Volt. Kevin, how are you?
I'm great, thanks, Bobby. Thanks for coming in
so early. And firstly, what's happening? What's the summary about this survey? People, small businesses tend to be adapting more sustainable initiatives, but big businesses seem to see them as a cost barrier.
I think that's it in a nutshell. When we looked at the survey results, we were not shocked, because it mirrors what's happening in what we see on the ground, the cold face with customers, is that the smaller businesses are a little more nimble. They seem to want to make a difference. So they're putting aside a budget. They're trying to do to be more sustainable. Larger sort of corporate clients seem to talk about it a lot. We're involved with a lot of them, but very little action is being taken. Maybe it's because they don't have the budget.
So when we hear the term greenwashing, Kevin, do you feel that that's more applicable to big corporates than smaller SMEs?
I think that is definitely the case. I think the larger corporates are very much more focused on what they think it's going to look like they're doing, as opposed to what they are actually doing.
But is it not, I suppose, almost human nature for businesses to want to seek the lowest cost in any area of going about doing their business? So if we look at energy, for instance, and you want to persuade a business to do the right thing, to take on the green initiative, to use wind or solar, as in your case. So do you not have to set the environment that they're inspired to do it because it's cheaper?
Yeah, well, I think that is the case currently today, and it's not just Urban Volt. There are other companies, I think, are coming on stream who will do a similar type of offer. But essentially, we'll provide up to 40% of the power on average for our clients of their electricity consumption at about a 40% discount to what they currently pay. And we'll lock that price in for 20 years. In fact, in some cases, up to 30 years. So it's not linked to inflation. I mean, we find it's difficult to make it any more attractive than that 40% of your power at 40% discount for 20 years.
And you take the capital costs and then you just people just pay as they go in terms of the energy. They pay you. Is that how it works?
Exactly. We put the solar panels up at no charge to the customer. We make all of the capital investment. And then the customer just agrees to buy the power as it's produced or as they consume it when it comes off their roof. And it's the future is locally generated electricity, generated in the place that you consume it.
Yeah.
So different models are evolving on how best to do that. We obviously think we've the best model, but it's still a good investment for people to make a capital investment themselves in it. There's still reasonable returns in solar. The prices have fallen. It's no longer driven by, you don't need bright sunshine to generate the electricity. You just need daylight, effectively.
Yeah, and I think that's evidenced by the growth in solar across Ireland. That's probably been one of the more successful areas. If we look at offshore wind, everybody's talking about us being, the Saudi Arabia of in terms of making a comparison with oil. But we've only like 8 turbines on the Arklow Bank. There's nothing else got there.
It's ridiculous. We have this huge asset, which probably annoys us all, the wind, but it's a fantastic asset to have, and we should be doing more with it. But renewable energy last year, despite its growth around the globe, still only contributed 2% of the overall electricity produced. So, like, to put that in context, we will burn more fossil fuels this year than we did last year. We burned more fossil fuels last year than we did the year before. So despite everyone talking about sustainability and how the green initiatives are taking off, we are so far behind the curve. It's kind of frightening. I think 1.5 degree rise is already past. I'd be lucky to hit 2.5 degrees.
And what do you think, Kevin, what kind of things can we do to improve the scenario? Because it sounds pretty bleak. If you're saying that the big corporates aren't taking on sustainability in terms of energy, It's been left to small SMEs to lead the way, and we're getting nowhere in terms of,
they can't.
Of the overall...
The consumers are taking carrying all the burden of this, and are quite active in installing solar or any kind of energy saving initiatives. Small businesses are, but we can't achieve this, the global target that we need to achieve, or for Ireland Inc., until we get all of the corporates involved. And unfortunately, I'm trying with the carrot, leading with the carrot, which is I'll give you cheaper energy for as long as you want it. Unfortunately, I think the government's the fastest way to make a difference is to bring in carbon taxes for everyone, not just the large polluters.
I don't think they'll be popular somehow.
No, they won't. And I don't even like speaking about it. But I've seen so many businesses that are built around offering things to make it more beneficial for people to switch. And I think our biggest thing we're fighting here is inertia. I think people are just going, oh, it's too much hassle. I'll look at it next year, or somebody else will do it for me.
In terms of Urban Bold, Kevin, if you and I do business together and you put solar panels on my roof, we agree a price on the electricity. For what period do we do that?
You can do it for 10 years, as short as 10 years, with some customers 7 years, but we'll agree it, the longest is 30 years. So it's locked in. If we agree a price of 12 cents a kilowatt hour today, that will be 12 cents 20 years from now.
And is that quite risky given the way energy prices can be so up and down?
Well, it's our costs are all incurred on day one. Well, the bulk of the costs are our annual maintenance costs and stuff. So we build that all in. We've quite a sophisticated financial model. So we're able to lock it in a price and lock it in for the long term for the client. So the cost you're paying is effectively an amortization of the original capital investment.
And how many customers do you have now?
We've over 200 rooftops installed in the Irish market. We've just signed up, I think, our fourth or fifth in the UK. And we plan to install probably another 150 this year. So we're probably, and they're all large industrial buildings. So we're probably the largest installer of solar panels in the country right now.
Right.
We definitely are.
And what are your challenges, getting enough panels or getting enough customers?
The panels now are actually easier to get. Production has increased in China, and all of them come from China, effectively. But it's probably customers. It's getting customers to take action. I think everybody waits for, well, I'll look at it next month, or I'll look at it next quarter. So it's business is good, but it should be better.
Okay. Well, look, thanks for coming in. Pleasure to talk to you. Nice to get a bit closer to your business and to understand the working model of it. That's Kevin Maughan there. The CEO of Urban Bold.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.